Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and the current MPhil student in history from the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 28, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported upgrades in the form of new and renovated buildings on Swan Street and Proben Street in the capital Bridgetown. According to the article entitled Parish Roundup, the Barbados Hardware Company Limited was constructing a new building at the corner of Lucas Street and Swan Street. The erection of this structure reportedly served a dual purpose. The main entrance was designed to remove the blind corner that had proven to be an annoyance to motorists while simultaneously providing an attractive entrance to the building. The article also informed that with the completion of the building, several job opportunities would be created, as the Barbados Hardware Company Limited would increase staff numbers in efforts to better facilitate their customers. It was also felt that the completion of this structure would further complement the upgrades already made on Swan Street. The newly constructed Messrs. Da Costa and Company Limited building and several recently renovated structures had already given the street a facelift and would make it an attractive shopping center and likely competition to the neighboring Broad Street. Meanwhile, on Proben Street, another structure was being erected. In this instance, it was a new plaza theater designed by Messrs. Clark and Tucker and situated opposite the popular Empire Theater. The building, which was owned by Caribbean Theater Limited, was slated to have many state-of-the-art features as patron comfort was high on the list of priorities of its architects. Equipment for the Plaza Theater was expected to arrive soon, and it was also anticipated that it should be opened to the public by the latter part of 1950. Another building initiative on the cards was that for the Amy Wilson-owned Palm Beach Guest House, which had been destroyed by fire a year earlier. This was an entertainment center for Barbadians, as well as visiting officers of the Royal Navy. Now, more than 70 years later, much has changed in the city. The Barbados Hardware is closed, though the building remains. The plaza has long gone from Proben Street, while the Empire stands derelict.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.